Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. The boys are back together to count down the top 10 senior hockey teams in the province for our friends at General Well Servicing. Day group of companies out there in the oil field, their countdown's coming up. We're going to throw it around the horn and talk about the 13 leagues in the province, the three provincial brackets, and so much to get to for the King of Truck, worth the drive every time, guaranteed to all of their locations. It's Boz, Barry, and Millsy in the house. Our insider is back, and Miller time, you are prepped. I love it. You're ready to go.
I am, fellas. Thanks for the invite again.
Miller, you know who Millsy is right now? Millsy's that guy that moves in beside you, and he's got every freaking possible tool. He's got a truck. He's got a possible pool. The guy's got everything. You're a fucking machine right now.
All good, fellas. All good.
Love to hear it. Yeah. So we'll talk about all the different leagues. Like we mentioned, you did a lot of prep for us on those and the provincial brackets, and you had boots on the ground last night in some provincial senior A action. Before we get into the leagues and stuff, let's do this off the top. The top 10 from last week, just quickly to run it down. If you didn't tune in last week, at number 10 was Kenora, the Cobras, 9 Paradise Hill, 8 Redvers Rockets, 7 Keniston Blizzards, 6 the Wadena Wildcats, 5 was Foam Lake, 4 was Gubba's Boys in Belcaris, 3 Davidson Cyclones, 2 was the Lumsden Beach Boys and the Wilkie Outlaws for about the 4th or 5th week in a row, the only undefeated team in the province at number 1. HMs were Rostern, Tisdale, and the Neilburg Monarchs. Barry, where should we start? Should we start provincial? Should we start leagues? Where do we want to...
Let's blast through provincials or else we will be here for 2.5 hours tonight. Interesting. You know what? Are we all in agreement? Are we surprised that Musiman forced game 3 against Belcaris?
I don't think I am. I feel they were too probably evenly matched and probably the wrong matchup for Musiman in the first round. Had they got, not saying if they got Wynyard, it would have been any different. But if they got a team like Raymore, I would have been interested to see how that one would have turned out, fellas.
Yeah, I heard that Musiman was clearly the better team in game 2 from some boots on the ground. I had heard that Brock Trotter, game or two with Montreal Canadiens, 2 former Habs on Musiman, heard that he was the best player on the ice in game 2. Heard that Ryker Cole looked really good for Musiman as well. Trotter was not in the lineup in game 3, and I watched that one on Home Team Live. And from everybody I talked to, they said, not saying they would have won with him or anything, but he was kind of their most offensive-powered player. And I think maybe, not to speculate, but what I heard is that he became a father for the first time, and that was why he wasn't there. So family came first, and Belcaris took advantage of it.
That's quite a decent excuse. But then didn't Belcaris not have Albers in the lineup too? Doesn't offset. I think Trotter probably the better player there. But I just wanted to get that out. But as we said, Belcaris moves on. Now they're going to play Wynyard because Wynyard was pushed to the brink with Raymore. Good on the Raymore club. You know, a tough first round battle back in senior hockey this year. And then they take Wynyard all the way to game 3 overtime. It was awesome. You weren't there, Millsy, right? But you had boots.
I did. And I was just going to add to that, Barney, that going into Wynyard and almost winning 2 games, right? Winning because they played game 1. Wynyard had home ice, but they played game 1 in Raymore and 2 and 3 in Wynyard. So
chicken coop.
Stick went out in game 2 and then put it at the brink. And I heard there was a missed officiating call.
Ooh. Allegedly.
On Wynyard's 3rd goal. I think it was a hand pass and went down and they ended up scoring. And so a little bit of controversy going on that one after.
Okay, so Musiman, like you mentioned, Belcaris beats Musiman, Wynyard beats Raymore. So those two teams, Wynyard, Belcaris, will meet this weekend with game 1 in that second round series. They actually played last year in provincials, and Wynyard got the better of Belcaris last year. So we'll see if Gubba's Boys can get some revenge this year. And then also in the South, you got Drake, who beat Bethune, taking on Lumsden, who had a bye. That's going to be a great series. 2-time defending champions against Lumsden, who looks pretty stacked this year.
Lumsden is going to be a tough out for anybody. I predict that the Beach Boys.
I agree.
Good. I have good vibrations on Wednesday.
Hey, and then in the south, I guess the bottom bracket of Senior A, you got Carlisle and Balgonie. Millsy, you had boots on the ground last night. Rare Wednesday Provincial A action. It was close until the third. Carlisle pulled away. What's your 10-second rundown on what you saw between those two teams?
It was actually kind of a, I would say just a sort of a blah kind of Provincial A game, but a couple of guys missing. No Glennie for Carlisle, no Boris for Balgonie or Colmier. And the goalies didn't have a real good game. She was a shootout battle at the start. She was 5-5 at one point, and then Carlisle pulls their tender and Swit makes a goaltending change, and it was obviously the right one because it ended up 9-5. Jesse Gabriel with three goals that he had his spurts where he looked good, and then others where he was just sort of kind of floating around. So,
lollygag guy.
Yeah.
No. You know what that game's called, Brandon, last night? That's a midweek.
That is the middle game. Of the week. That is right smack dab in the middle of the work week. Yeah. Hey, and then you get another series that I think I would say maybe has got the most attention in terms of what to expect. And that's Milestone in the Round Lake Bears, the boys from OCHAP and all over. They're going to be flying some of them in allegedly Saturday night, game one in Milestone. I think I went Milestone in the bracket challenge, I think, but I think that was a bit of a coin flip for me. What do you guys expect from this series?
If this was in Vegas or this was on Play Now Sports, I don't think I would touch it. I would go for a prop bet. I would go for a fan fight. I would put money on a fan fight prop bet before I would bet on this series because I have no idea.
I've got it labeled as my game of the weekend, fellas, here. I think there's lots of interest to see what comes out of OCHAP dressing room for warm-up when they hit the ice 30 minutes before the game there to see who's there and how they play themselves out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be so interesting.
We talked about the First Nations tournaments they've been playing in with some of the guys, but from what we understand, quite a bit different roster, including two-time Stanley Cup champion Dwight King, like we've talked about on this show. So they're going to have some firepower for sure, guys who know how to get it done. Quickly over to the North, couple series. Leroy, no problem with St. Walburg in two. Watrous sneaks by in three. The Hafford Edam Club. I don't know if you guys saw that hit. That was kind of viral on social media. One of the Edam guys laid out black here. Two-game suspension, I'm told. And it will carry over to Edam's league playoffs. But I know Watrous wasn't too happy. They tweeted out a video of the hit on their social media. So Leroy and Watrous, two Long Lake teams. Winner that's going to get the winner of Wadena and Jansen in a bracket challenge. 98.9% of people took Wadena. So it would be the upset of the decade if Jansen could keep up bracket with the wagons. Team. Whoa, big time bracket buster. The one person who took them would be looking good. And then in the A, you got Kindersley, Loreburn. That'll be an interesting series. And Keniston, Lanigan. Keniston puts their nuts on the line in A. We haven't seen that from them in a while. So we'll be interesting to see how they do in Senior A after winning the lower division the last couple of years.
I am intrigued by this series. Some of the guys that Lanigan picked up, Keniston being a perennial Wagtown. I am super curious on how this one goes. If I could, I would drive to watch this ice hockey game for game one.
Yep. I hear you, Barney. Keniston with pickup of Cole Bimel, you know, one of the bigger names I think they got. And Lanigan with Greiba's name on the roster. Who knows?
David Greiba.
if he makes the trek, but it will be very interesting. I think that's a real good matchup down there.
Sorry, Millsy. Any action in C to talk about? What do we got there? I don't have any C on my notes.
The Kenora Cobras, right? They took care of Rosetown quite handily in the one series there in C. Millsy, what else you got for notes?
Dinsmore Unity goes. They go Saturday, Sunday back in Unity. That one was a surprise for me. They beat them game one, but it was a little closer than what I actually expected. So it'd be interesting to see what happens down in Unity and how many of the Dinsmore boys make that trek down there.
Big time, agree. Wilkie hammers Porcupine Plain. I think the final was 13-2. Yeah, it was actually close for the first half of the game-ish, relatively on the scoreboard, and then just pulled away. Their big boys came out to play. Rostern Bigger's been an interesting series, right? We got a game three there.
Yes, that is on. When did I see that one going? That one goes Saturday night too, I think. Back in Bigger.
That's a really good one.
That could be a really, really good game. Davidson looks to close out Bredenbury in the south. Kyle and Grenfell. Kyle up one game to Rip, right, Millsy, with the overtime win there in game one?
Yes, and if there's a game this weekend that I'm picking, or a series this weekend to go three, that's the one I'm picking to go three games. I think that's two so evenly matched teams that they're going to – Dale Hardy's going to be paying for some hotel rooms somewhere for game three on Sunday.
And then, no senior D yet. Follow our social media. We'll tweet out some of the schedules and what's all coming up this weekend, because there's a lot of hockey games, a lot of places this weekend.
Okay, I'm going to paint the picture, and then you're going to jump in. This is off the cuff. We didn't say we're going to talk about this.
Oh, good.
This is provincial hockey. People want to watch some of these games. They can't get to these games. The Monday Nooner are in talks to partnering with a streaming service. Allegedly. Your rinks, Wynyard, if I'm speaking directly to you first, you need some sort of streaming service in your rink. And these guys are local, and they come in, they do it for free. And then the subscriptions come. You do not pay them. And allegedly, the service and the quality is like five times better than Live Barn. Free Saskatchewan company. Any hockey rink that's thought about this, get in touch with the Monday Nooner. We will put you in touch with the right guys. Like I said, we're going to strike a deal. This is a no-brainer if your rink doesn't have. And don't just think about senior hockey. Think about the provincials that's coming up in Bantam and Peewee and Midget and all the new names that they came up with and all that. But think about how many people want to watch hockey in your rink. And this is so good. Scoreboard in the corner and everything. The Monday, like we can get you hooked up. Just send us a DM. Anyway.
Yeah. And kind of on the note of take a seat like we do on a regular show, I saw a couple more teams blacking out their Live Barn. Just don't do that. Like if somebody really wants to come watch your game and they're local, they're going to come anyway, yeah. I think, before they buy a Live Barn subscription. So a lot of teams blocking their Live Barn. I hate that move. Let's get as many eyeballs on these games as we can, especially as we get down to the finals and the North and South finals. There needs to be a stream of some sort available for every game, in my opinion. So don't black any of these out, and encourage people watching these if they can't get to the games.
The Monday Nooner, we've talked to a few teams that we were doing some play-by-play on some streams this weekend. Didn't work out. Live Barn's got some real funky and weird, I guess, laws behind what they do. A lot of rinks don't care about it. And then some are, you know, following it by the book. But yeah, it's not just for senior. It's for everything. Get some sort of streaming service in your rink in 2024. Onward and upward. Where do we want to go?
I just want to quickly, we wrap up provincials. I just want to mention the bracket challenge brought to you by GB Construction, Crazy Charlie's Building Supplies, and Grain Bin Direct. You need new bins. Call Devin and his crew up in Saskatoon. They'll go all over Western Canada. And Last Mountain Distillery, Lumsden. The best vodka around.
Nice little package. Best gin, I'm telling you. Yeah, Last Mountain, good local company. And then the fishing people, Bob Izumi's. Bob Izumi's fishing camp or whatever. Len Thompson.
G&S Marina, I think, is what it's called.
G&S.
Hey, fellas, do you want to just list off the 4D games starting on Saturday night, too?
Yeah, rip them off.
Okay. Hey, in Provincial D, starting this weekend, we got Purdue and Macklin. Robert is in Eston. Lucky Lake travels to Foam Lake. And the Central Butte Flyers travel to Theodore to tame a buffalo.
I like the lakes. The lake versus the lake.
Yes, 4D games starting up this game ones of those series is this weekend, fellas.
So, bracket, go ahead.
I like the Celebrinis against Purdue. Interested to see what happens there.
The easy wraps against the Celebrinis. There you go. Hey, 62 brackets remain perfect. There's been five series complete so far. Just over 10% of people have perfect brackets. 62 names. I'll read the first 31 and then one of you can read the next 31. I'm just kidding. 62 perfect brackets. I tweeted out a list of all the perfect brackets. There's three of us on this call. Only one of us is undefeated, and that would be the insider. Josh Miller's got a perfect bracket so far. Barry and I think, have one wrong apiece. We're in the next wave.
I have no idea. I can't remember who I took, but Millsy.
Nobody can.
Millsy is like the Adam Scheffner of senior hockey. So he better be undefeated at this point. It is crazy to think we thought we'd maybe have 62 people enter this last year, and we have 62 people with perfect brackets. Like, this thing is huge. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so I am in talks with I've been relatively busy lately for some reason, and our bracketologist has been pretty busy as well. But I did get verbal commitment, or I guess text commitment today, that he is going to create a link, like a little web link, that'll have the full standings. So we're going to have a link on our social media you can click on. You can see exactly where you are shaking out. A lot of people asking who they picked in their brackets. Next year, we're going to have to make it so the email picks get sent back to them, because I'm not looking through to see who everybody picked. Just going to throw that out there. But bracket challenge, thanks to the sponsors.
Yeah, really, really. Thanks to all those sponsors. All right, let's get to the leagues quick here, because we're going to rattle some of them off. Sask Prairie is where we're going to start. Great Western Brewing, get in on the beer deal. If you're not in the beer deal, a lot of these teams are on the Great Western beer deal. They're getting a kickback at the end of the year, some money back in their pocket. In round one, Maidstone is up 8-1 on Nielberg. You have some news out of Nielberg.
8-1? You mean they're the 8-seed, Nielberg is the 1-seed?
Sorry. Yes. Maidstone, the 8-seed. Takes on Nielberg.
Like Maidstone scored 8 goals in a game all year.
That game started tonight as we record this on Thursday, so we're not quite sure. And it says it starts at 9:00.
Yeah, the Jets need one more win to win the elusive best out of 17 series. Up 8 keeps still on.
I Nielberg, deserve that.
Hey, this is one of the leagues that not everybody makes the playoffs.
Ooh.
Who didn't? You know why? Because no one wants to play this 17-game series.
But it's funny. Purdue Pirates finished 9th, and they're the only team that entered provincials, and they're out. And in the lottery for the first overall pick next year.
Bold strategy.
They Purdue. Will be I don't know how much snow they got at the Oasis golf course, but the boys will be ready to golf by this time next weekend, I'm sure, in Purdue. But Nielberg Monarchs forward Kobe Walker, who I think is a cousin of Dallas Folk, his first mention of the show. He signed a contract with the Wichita Thunder of the East Coast Hockey League. And I love the East Coast release, saying Kobe Walker, 4 goals and 8 assists in 3 games for the Nielberg Monarchs in the Saskatchewan Prairie Hockey League. Senior A this season. So the East Coast acknowledging the Sask Prairie. I don't think any other leagues in Saskatchewan can say they've been shout out by the East Coast this year. So the Prairie, I think it's Miota's to lose now that Walker is gone pro. That's my opinion. And I love Nielberg, so hurts me to say that, but I think it's Miota's title to lose at this point.
If he comes back, they need to let him do a solo lap with Wichita linesman playing.
Little Glenn Campbell.
Okay. Also in round one, Radisson, Turtleford. Radisson. What's that?
The three six game.
The popular 3-6. They're in this one, they're just playing a best of three. Turtleford won the first game 5-4 in overtime. And Gladwin and Battleford, they start Saturday in Battleford, 8:30. I want to know why they're playing at 9 p.m. in Maidstone.
It's a time change, right? It's Maidstone goes by Alberta time. So that would be 8 o'clock Alberta time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I learned something today. Yeah. Apologize. I really fucked up the Sask Prairie this week. Can we go on to something else, please?
Yeah. Hey, Millsy, before you, I want to go to the Big Six, because as far as I know, that is the only league that is still in the regular season. Call it the working man's league for a reason, because they play an 18-game schedule, and pretty much every team's got 2 games this weekend to wrap up the frickin' regular season. So, they're still grinding out there. The Redvers Rockets control their own fate. If they win both games this weekend, they will be the number one seed. They've got Carnduff on Friday on the road, which will be a tough test. And then they got Wawota, which will be a very easy test on Saturday. So if Redverse can win on Friday, pretty much, Wawota would solidify the number one seed for Redverse going into playoffs. But as of right now, Carlisle, Redverse, Mooseman, all within 2 points. So we've talked about it all year. Carlisle, Redverse, Mooseman could be any of those three teams, I think, in the league final. But yeah, looks like we've got some jockeying for the final playoff spots between the likes of Kipling and Mydale and Wawota this weekend. So we're not going to get in the weeds too much until next week when we actually have a playoff bracket we can talk about. Bud Holloway, who we've mentioned a lot on the show, 67 points for Mooseman. His line mate Brock Trotter's at 51, but if old Bud, he's got two games left this weekend, so if he suits up for both, he could be 75 watch for points this year. So continues to buzz for Mooseman. That's the big six.
All right, let's go down south to the White Mud Hockey League as I hold my 1999 leading scorer trophy over here. We're moving on, and it's Etonia Gull Lake Friday. That's tonight, 8 o'clock, Gull Lake Arena. And then the other two teams left as they all battle for the Ray Van Warmer Cup, Maple Creek and Shaunavon, the 3-2 matchup fires up Friday night, 8:30 PM at the Fred Farnsworth Coliseum in Shaunavon, Saskatchewan. There's your White Mud.
Okay, slow down here. What's the leader Etonia series at? I think you mentioned that one. We got
Etonia
some things.
Etonia beat leader.
So this is the series that had that like brawl, right?
Yeah.
And then there was like one team accusing the other team of not paying the refs on Twitter. I think most of that has been deleted, maybe. I can't find it right now. But some absolute shenanigans in that game. The goalie was involved, chucking some bombs after the whistle. Just real White Mud-esque action going on.
The video that I saw, the goalie was poking and prodding because he thought he was pretty safe. And then whenever there's a line brawl, if you've ever been in one, nobody's safe, right? Everybody's going to pair up. So then goalie kind of looked like, oh, shite. Big trouble for me here. Luckily, I think the guy from whatever team it was, the other team.
Okay, so yeah, leader lost out there. Etonia won that. That was kind of one of the survivor type series. But I was waiting for the other goalie to come down. I thought that's where that video was going. But
probably already crushing.
Yes.
All right. Let me buzz through this Nauticue, this beautiful league they call the Nauticue. Sioux Division, Avonlea, Cornac. The Fire tonight in that best of five series, Yellowgrass, Radville, 3-2 game, the 3-2 series, I mean, also firing tonight in Radville. Over in the Wood River, Gravelberg, Assiniboia. This is an interesting series. Then Assiniboia has come on late, Gravelberg, Pesky, the Hornets. That one starts tomorrow night in Gravelberg. Gravelberg, they're playing the first one there. And then your 3-2 in the Woody is Glentworth Hodgeville. Starts tonight, 8 p.m. at the Glentworth Kresge's Woolworth meat counter.
The old Nauticue somehow got through that without Belter's notes this week. We snuck through the Nauticue this week. Sask West Hockey League. I know Millsy's probably got some action on this one, but we talked about last week, Wilkie gets a bye into the semis, which means the 2-7 seeds quarterfinals. Kindersley waxes Unity 3-1, 9-0. They're going to move on. And then a couple of series that still to be determined. You got Edam and Macklin. Macklin won game one 3-0 on the road. So Macklin could wrap up that series at home, and that could happen tonight, Friday night, if they lose that game three next weekend. But the other series we see game tonight as we record, unfortunately, we don't have the results of Bigger Hafford. Winner of that series moves on to the semifinal. So Round two, positioning to be determined, but Wilkie and Kindersley await their opponents in the Sask West Hockey League. You got anything else there, Millsy, or you want to jump over to a different league?
Just saying how that works, and obviously for the listeners, is Wilkie gets the lowest seed left of those final four or final three, I guess. So
could be Bigger, could be Macklin.
Yeah.
Could be Edam if Hafford wins that series. So still lots to be determined there for sure. What league do you want to cover, Millsy?
Wherever. We can go to the Coppell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So up there, obviously, I think this all started with a little bit of controversy from last Saturday when the Raymore Rockets canceled Saturday morning their final regular season game with Lumsden, which had some playoff implications for both teams, actually. If Raymore would have won that, if they'd have played it, Raymore would have won. They would finish fourth and hosted Grenfell in the 4-5 game and pushed Lumsden down to the 2 seed and made Balcarres the 1 seed. But they give the game to Lumsden, and I see it on the box scores, a 3-0 game. I wondered what they call it in hockey. In ball, it's a 7-0 game. In hockey, it was a 3-0. So, yeah, you want to jump in, Bob?
Well, I just heard that Raymore didn't want to play it because Wapple was at the All-Star game is the whole reason. And Raymore saying there's no ice in Lumsden and they wanted to play it on a neutral site game in midweek. And Lumsden like, but we have the ice reserved. Like, we have ice. I heard both sides, but to me, I'm actually going to take Lumsden's on this one for sure. And yeah. What were you going to say?
It's exactly like if you've ever been involved when your two buddies break up, a girl and a guy, and they're both texting you the reason and what happened. And you're like, I don't care. We were getting messages from both sides there. So you're taking Lumsden's side. I don't really care.
I don't really care either.
I thought it was more Lumsden. If I had it, like, I would take Lumsden's side as well there too, but yeah, it's real interesting to.
Well, we were out there last weekend for the U18 SAS first, and we were all staying to watch that game Friday night. All talking, okay, we'll finish up, and we were done at 7:45. The game was at 8:30. Go grab a beer from the concession and sit and watch some good senior hockey, and then we find out Saturday morning that it was canceled. So just interesting that how the way it went and gives Lumsden the number one seed, which again, they get Balgoni in the first round and makes Balcarres play Selby in the first round, which they did play last night, and Gubba's Balcarres boys beat him 6-1 last night. So,
yeah, a game tonight, actually, in Milestone. They host, as we record this Thursday night game. We don't have a score reported in the 6-3, right? Milestone hosting Bethune.
Yep. And then Grenfell and Raymore went last night as well in Grenfell. And I heard Wapple played well at the start, and then Grenfell finally got to him and ended up beating him 4-1.
Guys played a lot of hockey lately. Quick trip to Toronto. I heard a story. Now, this is going to need two allegedlys because I have no verification on this. But apparently Wapple allegedly ended up in Minot somehow on his way home from Toronto. And somebody from Raymore with a plane allegedly flew to Minot and picked him up to get back in time for that Wynyard game. Allegedly.
I missed the first part of that story. How did he end up in Minot?
Apparently he got diverted to Minot somehow on his way home from Toronto is what I heard, which doesn't really add up, but that's a rumor that a plane went and picked him up on behalf of the Rockets.
I can't see a Canadian flight being diverted to Minot. They would land Winnipeg.
Not diverted, but that's what I heard. They flew him in just in time. Farmer's prop plane. I actually heard that from one of your buddies, Barney, at golf on Monday night is where I heard that. So take it for what it's worth from that guy.
Alleged buddies.
Huge visor guy. Millsy, who do you like? And who's your pick for the Coppell Valley? You've played in that league this year. You've skated with some of these weapons. Who are you picking to win that league?
I think it's a 1-2 Lumsden Balcarres final. The only thing I think that might deter either of those teams is the grueling provincial run. So I think if one of those two teams lose this next round of provincials, I'm taking them to win the Coppell Valley.
Love it.
All right. As Brandon gets ready for the Western Sales Sask Valley League, quickly going to give everyone what's up in the Wheatland Hockey League. Like we predicted, the Jansen Jets are going to be pesky They win game one, 8-4 over Hudson Bay. Kinistano, 5-2 over Porcupine Plain in game one of that series. St. Brew, Lake Lenoir keep rolling. 6-2 on top of the Nipawin Knights. Good on Nipawin for sticking through things this year. And then in game two, Jansen gets a little bit of a scare, but they slip by 5-4 over the Hunters. And then Kinistano 7-1 over Porcupine Plain. So that is your Wheatland. And still the teams to beat, I think, there are Tisdale and then St. Brew. But Jansen. Jansen's going to be a tough out.
Let's go to the Western Sales League, John Deere authorized dealer. All your green iron, whether you need equipment, parts, service, one of Canada's best managed companies. They hire hundreds of people in West Central Saskatchewan. They pay them well. And they're just weapons out there. Locally owned and operated dealership. Davidson, Central Butte, Elrose, Rosetown, Bigger. Yeah. And there's one other everywhere. One that, worth the drive for sure. So.
And they've been in business for like ever.
Forever, yeah. And it's one of those companies where like the owners are invested in it, right? They're not sitting somewhere collecting money. They're committed to the communities and the dealerships that they own. Hey, in the Sask Valley Hockey League, one of the weapon leagues in the province, the West Division playoffs are humming along. We're down to the final four in each division. Actually, Dinsmore takes care of Delisle in their West semifinal, two games to rip, 8-1, and then 4-3 in overtime in game two. So Dinsmore looks like they're going to get the winner of Eston and Kyle for the West Division crown. Kyle won game one, 8-1 against Eston. So as we record this on Thursday, February 8th, Kyle has a chance to win and advance, which if they don't get done tonight, they'll have a chance again in game three, which would be on next Tuesday. So I think we're all predicting Kyle Dinsmore in the West. In the East, maybe one of the bigger upsets so far in the playoffs, and maybe Millsy's got some info on they were shorthanded or what, but the number one seed in the East, Davidson, Outlook, the five seed, Davidson wins game one, 5-2, and then Outlook wins game two, 5-4, and game three, winner take all, is going to be happening next Wednesday in Davidson. Millsy, any word on Outlook upsetting Davidson?
The only, I know the Davidson's top scorer, Torrey Allen, went down with an injury against Bredenbury on the weekend and might have, is done for a while, I heard. So that might put a little damper in some playoff and provincial runs for Davidson. But they got a pretty good deep team, so they will look to rebound on Valentine's Day next Wednesday.
Ooh, take your sweetheart to the old AGT. Stop at A&W, grab a teen burger, onion ring.
Heart-shaped poutines.
So, yeah, that's game three, winner take all there. The winner of that is going to get the Blizz, who took care of the number three seed, allegedly, not number six, Central Butte Flyers in two straight. Scores were 6-1 and 7-3. So, almost down to the final four in the Sask Valley. Some might call that the best senior league in the province. Shout out Caden Elder. I think he's playing provincials in Raymore, actually. He leads the playoffs with 14 points in four games for Outlook. So him and Luke Nkwama leading the Valley scoring race for the playoffs.
All right. 2020 time. Playoffs are underway there. Birch Hill leads their series with Cudworth. Allen leads after an overtime victory against Clavette. Allen, there, that's the 3-2 series there. Rostern gets by Dalmany 5-2 in game one, and Willow Creed doubles up Shelbrook 6-3 in those series. So that is the Twin. We'll have more on that next week.
Miller time. What do you want? Where are you going?
We can go to the Crossroads.
Ooh, four banger.
A quick up on the Crossroads. Yeah. Four team league started up their playoffs. And the 1-4 matchup has the Looseland Mallards going in to face the number one seed Doddsland Stars, which I think I've heard you guys mention before are the best jerseys in senior hockey.
Allegedly.
The Glassland North Stars, argue theirs are very similar, but go ahead.
Doddsland took game one, 9-2, and game two goes next Wednesday, or next weekend, the 17th. So a couple of these games here, there with a four-team league, they are in no rush to get these done. They take their time in between games. Number two seed Crubber Tigers lost game one on home ice to Kindersley 3-1. So look to revenge on Friday night as we are taping tomorrow night.
I want you to talk a little bit about the Long Lake because their website pisses me off. And there's no like playoff bracket and it gets confusing because the only way to track the games is like go through the schedule. So what's going on in the Long Lake Hockey League, Millsy?
So Long Lake Hockey League, number two seed Foam Lake beats the seven seeded Leroy Braves 7-2 in game one. And then game two went last night. And Foam Lake winning by a score of 8-0. So they get a second round matchup with Wynyard, who finished their series off last night with an overtime goal from a buddy of mine, Michael Jordan, and the Wynyard Monarchs sweep the Lanigan Pirates. The number five seed Drake Meat Sweats, as you guys have referred them to on this podcast before, went in to watch us on Tuesday night and beat them 6-0. And now, boys, this is a scary team. They're back-to-back Provincial A champions, and it just seems whatever they do out there, come February, those fellas have their motors going, and they're a scary out no matter what. They were the five seed in that very good league in Long Lake.
They're up 1-0, is that right?
Yes, over Watchers, who was the four seed.
And they play next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. The winner of that will get Wadena then in the other semi, thank you for making that as clear as possible because I would have muddled my way through that for sure.
Drake Meats, don't be afraid to send a care package down. It's been a while. It's
been a while since we got the jerky in a box. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been eating Cavaliers jerky because you stopped sending us jerky. So shout out Cavaliers.
Cowboy caviar.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Cavaliers. Sheraton. Big Sheraton jerky guy. Okay. Can I quickly rattle off the Sask East and just give you the playoff matchups? Nothing's really started. Games are starting tonight. Cote, Kenora. Kenora's heavy favorite there on the Play Now sports book, the official sports book of the Monday Nooner. Someone texted us or messaged us on our DM. What's the code for Play Now? He wanted to get in and get some gambling done. I think waste management and the Super Bowl coming up. Some of the prop bets for the Super Bowl, boys, are so fun. Like real crazy. Go on Play Now Saskatchewan or what's the website?
Play Now, Saskatchewan. Yeah, Google that.
Play Now, Nooner 50. Saskatchewan. PlayNow.com. Just punch in Nooner, and you just have to put in $10, and they give you 50 free sports book, 50 free in the casino, and you can bet on the Super Bowl, and everything stays in Saskatchewan, and you make the Nooner look good to the.
Hey, are you? Yeah. Are we 49ers -2 or Chiefs +2?
I don't want the Chiefs to win, but everyone's like, oh, they're not going to lose. So I'm going to take the 49ers, but I'm more going. I've already put some prop bets down, some props. I don't know what they are. Let me rattle off the Sask East here quick. Swan Valley 3-2 against Theodore. They start tonight when we record this on Thursday. So by tomorrow, we'll know what happens there. Churchbridge is taking on Rokenville, starts tonight, Friday, 8 p.m. In Rokenville, they're at the, don't be confused. This one's at the Rokenville skating rink. And then the 3-2 Langenberg Wapella also starts tonight at the Whitewood Community Center. Good chance there'll be a bridge game going on the other side of the community center. So that is your Sask East Hockey League update.
Sask Elta, Saskatchewan's oldest senior hockey league. 8 teams in the playoffs.
Who's the Play Now Saskatchewan favorite there?
Well, it would be Paradise Hill, the Hawks, the one seed, I think. But you can't count out Lashburn, last year's champions. And you never know with, you know what? Wainwright went from the number 3 to the number 6, unless this website is wrong. But I'm looking at it right now. I've been burned on this before, Millsy. Wainwright's the 3.
They are. They wrote it down wrong there because if you look at the games, they're the top seed. They're hosting game 5. Miscalculated it when they entered it.
Every time one of these statisticians fucks up, I read it wrong and then I sound like an idiot and take the blame. So thank you for being on the ball. Yeah, Paradise Hill, Elk Point, they start tonight. They play Friday, Saturday. You know, P. Hill's going to take care of business there. Lashburn, they probably like this matchup with Vermilion. Relatively close for a lot of the guys that are in and around Lloyd. Friday, Saturday as well. One thing about this league is most of these teams, none of these teams actively in Sask Provincial, so they can focus on league. Wainwright, the 3 seed, they get Meadow Lake Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3-3 this weekend for that series. That's interesting scheduling there. And then Dewberry and Hillmond, probably the biggest pick 'em of all of them. Could go either way. The 4 versus 5 starts this Friday in Hillmond, and Saturday, Hillmond at the Wade Redden Arena, by the way, and then Saturday in Hillmond again. So two home games for the Hitmen.
Just to add to that, Boz, that's another league where the all the teams don't make the playoffs. The Kitscotty Monarchs are the ones out and in the lottery for next year.
Pack your shit, head to the brew house in Lloyd, belly up, or as Barney's going to say, the Kitscotty Hotel for a paralyzer.
I was going to say, have I ever told you a story about Kid Scotty? Just a couple times.
Okay. Couple
is that times. All the leagues, fellas?
Yep.
That was a lot.
Yep.
That's a busy show. Playnow.com. Please download it. Bet. Send us a screenshot of your prop bets, actually, to one of the Nooner socials. I'm really curious to see what the Nooner fans are doing on Play Now for their prop bets. Maybe we'll give away a tarp. We'll get some sort of prize package for the best prop bet.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right, Top 10. Brandon rattled it off last week's. It's for General Well Servicing, always hiring in southeastern Saskatchewan. I have the honorable mentions, fellas. I'll give them to you quickly. Miota, back in the game. Honorable mention. Gull Lake Greyhounds, down in the White Mud Hockey League. And the other honorable mention, two teams. We'll see who wins game 3. Bigger, Rostern, both honorable mentions.
Milsey, kick us off. Number 10, let's go.
Number 10.
Number 10, falling or staying where they were from last week, the Kenora Cobras.
Number 9.
In at number 9, I think they drop one for no reason other than some reshuffling was done above them. The Paradise Hill Hawks, number 1 seed in the Alta.
Number 8.
Number 8, no change here from the big, sexy Redvers.
Number 7.
And moving into the top 10 with a big Game 3 win on the weekend, the Wynyard Monarchs.
Get some live barn. Or don't get live barn. Get their stream.
Wynyard. We used to always have them in the top 10, but then there was so much debate whether it's Wynyard or Wynyard that we took them out for a year and a half.
You have a backyard or a backyard? That's how I've been told. Goes forever. Do you have a backyard or a backyard?
I know what they don't have there. All right.
A live stream. I'll take number six.
Number 6.
One loss in regulation this season, one overtime loss in the best league in the province. I think we might be a little shy of where these guys should be. Just my thoughts. Number 6, the Wadena Wildcats.
Number 5.
Coming out of that rink, you got to check left before you start hammering back down the highway south, because that's a tricky merge from that right turn at the Keniston Ice Hockey Rink. Keniston in at number 5.
Number 4.
At number 4, back to the Long Lake Hockey League, the Foam Lake Flyers.
Number 3.
In at number 3, a lot of people doubted these guys in provincials. A lot of people thought the Mooseman might take them down, be a sneaky exit. The defending champions in the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League, they make a good pizza at the rink. If you ever go there for a game, shout out to the Lounge and Balcaris, Gubba's boys.
Number 2.
At number 2, fantastic band Sunflower, best known for their classic summer fun hits. This band, made up of Brian Wilson, of course, sculpted several underrated albums of complex, inspired, orchestrated pop. The Beach Boys from Lumsden.
The number 1 senior hockey team in the province.
And at number 1, like Boz said to start off the show, for the 5th, maybe 6th week in a row, from Wilkie, the Outlaws.
Hey, I want to just ask Millsy a quick question before we wrap up. You watch a lot of senior hockey. You know what Wilkie's all about. You know who the players they have, the caliber of guys they have. They're undefeated. They play Balcaris, Lumsden, Davidson, Keniston. How do you think they stack up in some of these other leagues? What's your opinion on that?
I think they stack up well. I do. Their time is done here right away.
They've been saying that for a couple years though, and then they rip off an undefeated season. Like,
yeah, no, you're true on that. I'll be interested to see how they match up with the Davidson Dinsmores in that provincial C, depending who comes out of where.
Great to see. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but I'd love to see Wilkie Dinsmore in the North final. That would be a doozy. And then obviously the South as well. Going to have a good representative, like you mentioned. Yeah, so
Davidson,
Kyle, they will be, they will be tested at some point this season. It just might be a couple weeks away before we see the Outlaws really tested, I would say.
Agreed on that. Yep.
Right on. Bearcat jumped out. His kid's got a hockey game or something, I believe. You can tell he's rushing through the last 15 minutes or so to get to the rink. High and tight, Millsy. But thanks for coming on. Are you getting out to any games this weekend or any plans?
So, no, I won't make it anywhere this weekend. I think I'm going to make the trek to Drake on Monday night, though.
And, little Monday nighter.
Midweek Monday.
I'll give you $20 for some jerky. How about that? Just bring me some home.
Sounds right
on.
Good.
Appreciate all the research you did. And thanks for coming on.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to everybody next week.